bless you, prayer. It's a privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Appreciate the presence of the Lord that we've already felt. And I want to say appreciate Brother and Sister Shoecraft. I know we're supposed to say them things, but I do appreciate it. You got a great pastor. He's one of my favorite preachers. I just can tell you that. I've got several, but he's one of my favorite. And we appreciate Brother Shoecraft. Now, I'm here because of a kind invitation. And sometimes, and I say it quite often when I go somewhere else to preach, sometimes it's just for the sake of friendship. And that's okay. That's good. And but I like for it to be the will of God. You hear me? More than just friendship. All right? And I hope it's the will of God and not just friendship. And I talk to him, you folks get as much company as I do. There's only one difference, all right? They love coming to FALC. They just love you wonderful people. They love coming and seeing us because of the Great Smoky Mountains. All right? There's a little difference there. But we get company all the time. And I guess we're made for it. It don't bother us. And sometimes it's also because of friendship. But I trust the Lord will help us tonight. Thank you for your offering. Thank you for your cheerful giving. We have been gone a week and a half. And me and my wife have been on a little, I guess you call it vacation. And we've been going to church. We've been all over the country going to church. But tonight after church, we plan on going home. No place like home. No place like home. And so we plan on doing that, driving part of the way after church. Now, one day this week, I've done it. I'm getting too old. But one day we drove all night to get home and to get to, so we could get somewhere else. I don't know that I'll get that done, but we're going to head that way. Of course, we have youth camp next week. We've got to get ready for it. Psalms 122. I want you to pray for me. I got just a little issue with my eyesight. Had a little something happen to us while we've been here. Some kind of blurry. And I don't think it's nothing critical, but we'll have to get it taken care of when we get home. And so I had a blood vessel pop. And it's causing blurry vision. So you pray for me tonight. Will you do that? That the Lord will help us so I can read the scripture and preach to you from the Word of God. Psalms 122. This is what the Bible said. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Very familiar scripture. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. And then verse number 6, also a very familiar scripture. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. If the Lord would help me, that's what I want to preach about tonight for a little while. I want to preach about home, about coming home, going home. For tonight, it would be coming home for you. For the Jew, Jerusalem meant David, the shepherd king, Solomon, the builder of the temple. God's chosen people went into the fire of oppression. Jerusalem meant resurrection. The hope for the Jew was in this one word called Jerusalem, home. Amen. No matter how far away they might roam around the world, Jerusalem was like a spiritual magnet. And I'm going to tell you, no matter how far our loved ones roam, you hear me? Our lost loved ones roam around the temple, the church, the house of God. All right. This place called home is something that will draw them, because we know the last days is upon us. We know things are not well off in society and in the world. And the church is going to be like a magnet. All right? And they're going to want to come home because this is the only hope they have. It's right here, the house of God. Oh, I want to preach to you here a little while. In Babylon, in captivity, Daniel, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open into his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees and prayed. Amen. I want to go to the book of Hebrews just for a minute here before we finish our text. I'd like to have a wonderful altar service. That's what I'm working for, is to see if the Lord won't help us around these altars. Hebrews 10 and 25, the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I think that we know the day is not only approaching, the day is here. It's done been said by someone in the house, we never thought, our forefathers would never thought we'd see a day like we're living in. And we are there. So it's important that we come to the house of God. It's important that the house of God is number one in our lives. A man who stays away from church is unfair to himself, because he does not give himself the best possible chance for growing, amen, and improvement. I know we live in a fast-paced lifestyle. I know we're busy here and there. That is the part that society has placed on humanity, is for us to be so busy and so caught up in living that we don't take time, the younger generation especially, take time out for God. How many know we got to take time? We're not going to have it. We're not going to have time for God. We got to make time for God. Amen. It is a trick of the enemy to get us to where the church is not important to be attended to. Now listen, amen. Here with the cares of the world shut out, our minds easily attracted towards the eternal. Boy, this is right here. Some folks don't think this is vacation going to church. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, that's my life. You hear me? And I live right there in the Smoky Mountains. I don't care about that place at all. I'm just old. I just don't care about never going. I just don't care about it, brother. All right? But I like going to church. All right? Amen. Here with the cares of the world shut out, our minds easily attracted towards the eternal. Here a man finds hope in a hopeless world. Amen. Here we have faith in a faithless world. Love when the world seems unlovable. Good influence cannot be spread through empty pews. Amen. That's right. Amen. If some have a right to stay home, all men have a right. And I'm always telling my young folks, make time for God. Please come to the house of God. Please be faithful to the house of God. You're missing out on the best thing in your life when you don't come to the house of God. And oh, man. Exodus, the 25th chapter, all right. Let them make a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. That's what they said in the Old Testament. Now let's get back to our text here. All right. Amen. Not just for the Jews, but every people under every nation praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. For the Hebrew, this place called Jerusalem meant religion. It stood for worship. Amen. Jerusalem meant the temple, and the temple meant God. Amen. Don't you understand? Not only for the Jew, but for us Gentiles, this place called the church, the temple of God, amen, is one of the most important things that we can do. I got to get someplace here. Amen. I hope the Lord will help me to help you here. Amen. For the Jew and the Gentile is a place called home. Amen. Daniel, I read you the scripture. And the 6th chapter, and I read you that 10th verse, if I can find it here.
Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. All right. Now, we already know that Daniel was getting ready to be thrown in the lion's den. It is in our weakness which brings forth the manifestation of his divine power. All right. It is the man in the storm who longs for the word of his pilot, "Peace be still." If our hearts was never broken, we would never need a comforter. Amen. God proves himself in our difficulties. The greater the need, the greater his power. Sometimes our troubles and our heartaches are the instruments of love which God uses to reveal himself. I don't know about you, amen, but the last few years in pastoring seem like I have seen more problems and heartaches and sorrow and trouble than I ever have. The pressure and stress of life is at an all-time high. Amen. And I see folks sometimes want to stay home when they get in the midst of the storm and the trial. Amen. That is absolutely the worst thing that you can do. We got to get to the house of God. When Daniel opened his window toward Jerusalem, he gave thanks, but there was nothing to give thanks for. Amen. You hear me? Oh, he was going to the lion's den. Listen, he was in a room with four walls and a window. He did not look at the four walls. He found a window. A window towards Jerusalem. You hear me? Too many times we look at the four walls. Too many times we look at the circumstances of life. Amen. And we got to get to the window. Amen. That looks towards Jerusalem. That looks towards home. Amen. You hear me? That's what we got to do. I told Brother Shoecat, I said, I've got something that's been bothering me. And I'm a Brother Randall, I'm a kind of upbeat guy. I like to have fun and humor, and I'm fast paced. And I get with your son-in-law, and he's a mess. You hear me? He's one more mess, and get him and Ryan together. And some guys, and they just like to, you know, they give me a rough time. So I'm an upbeat guy. You're always happy. All right, but the last few months, I've had something in my mind, and I told my church I just got away for a few weeks. All right, I've never been attacked in my mind before. Hey, I won't tell you, but that power is real from Satan. He will torment our minds. You hear me? Amen. He'll put fear in our minds. Brother Lloyd Shoecraft said it. Said he'll wear us down and he'll wear us out. And the Antichrist spirit of the end time, Daniel said he'll wear out the saints of the Most High. Amen. He's not going to get us to backslide. He's not going to get us to do a lot of things. But if he can get in our minds and he can wear us out, amen, he has got us. Brother Randall, I even hate to admit it, but my emotions has been up and down like a roller coaster. You hear me? And I'm not that way. I'm really not, says Sherry. But it just the last few months, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. I'm not having nervous breakdown. I went crazy. My church don't want me to leave. You hear me? They don't want me to leave. They're calling, want me to come home. I'm not having church trouble. It ain't nothing like that. In fact, I went. Well, maybe I shouldn't be so honest. I had no idea that Sister Lana was buried down the street. I pulled up to there and just broke down, started crying. I said, God, and we've got a man in our church, Sister Holden, 47, that died. Just a few weeks difference. And my mama died, and I had a brother die. And I just been through a lot of things. I don't say that for sympathy. If sympathy would work, I'd let you line up and give me all the sympathy. How many knows we need God sometimes to help us? Sympathy's right in its place, brother. Sometimes we just need God. Sometimes we just need to get to Jerusalem. I'm going to preach about that here in a minute. Sometimes we just need to get to God. I come tell you tonight, if you'll get to God, you'll get to Jerusalem here in just a minute. We're going to make an altar call. There's help for you. And I asked the Lord, sitting there looking at that tombstone, why do you take such good people and leave us heathens? You know that? And I can go on. I ain't going to get into that, all right? But I'm going to tell you, God's going to be God, all right? And God, we can't. But sometimes, every one of us will be something in our life that we'll ask God why and never have an answer. And Vance Havner said one of the greatest quotes, says, Sherry, that I've ever quoted out of any book. You hear me? Vance Havner said, when you can't trace him and you cannot track him, you trust him. Huh? When you can't track him, when you can't trace him, you just trust him. And I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you no matter what it is that we got to go through. And you know why I took this little journey? All right. Amen. I've tried to get God to help me and to get my mind clear so I can make right choices. I don't want to make the wrong choice and miss the will of God, Brother Lloyd. Amen. I want the will of God for my life. I'm not going to look at them four walls and forget about the window. And that's what we do. The enemy lets us look at them three walls and four walls and not look out the window toward Jerusalem. We got to get to the window. Amen. We got to look towards Jerusalem. How many knows that turned Daniel's life around? Amen. You hear me? The Bible says in Daniel 6 and 26, I make a decree in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is a living God. And things turned around for him. Let me tell you, if you're overwhelmed with life, I'm going to tell you here in just a minute, we're going to get to Jerusalem. We're going to get some help. Anybody need help tonight? God never allows the devil to build a dungeon which no light can shine through. Sometimes it's hard to give thanks for your thorn because we like roses in our life. Teach me the value of my thorn. Teach me the glory of the cross. Show me that I have climbed to the bypath of pain. Show me that my tears have made my rainbow. I want to finish here. Here we go. Ready? This is for you. How many like short-winded preachers? I love them. Because I'll be one. But you know why? What my motive, my main motive is? This will give folks a chance to get a hold of God around these altars. It's not that I don't have stuff. I got plenty of stuff in there, Brother Shoecraft. I told my wife, I said, I could preach an hour, and I never do. And I could see, boy, she got all nervous. She thought I was going to preach an hour. Brother Shaw, listen at me here. I want to tell somebody in this house tonight. Listen to what the Bible says, all right? First chapter of Acts, fourth verse. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Verse 12, they returned they to Jerusalem from the mount of called Olive, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey, less than a mile. Life is a journey, and sometimes it's not a pleasant journey. Now they had trouble. Listen, Jesus had just resurrected. He showed himself, and he was getting ready to sit at the right hand of the Father. Brother Lloyd, all right, and he sent the disciples to Jerusalem. There were some problems with the disciples, and they thought, first of all, that the kingdom was going to be set up on earth. And they was wondering, Brother Randall, which one was going to be the greatest among them. Man, oh man. I could preach on that for a little while, says Sherry. It's pitiful that we make preaching competitive. Churches try to outdo other churches. See who's going to be the strictest. We make that competition. It's not competitive. You hear me? We're just like him disciples. But the Lord knew if he could get them to Jerusalem, he'd do away with all the big eyes and the little u's. I love that, Brother Shoecraft. It puts everybody on the same page. Preachers, teachers, little children, if you can get, now listen, there was 120 went to Jerusalem, and he was saying to them, there is victory, amen, on your journey. If you can get to Jerusalem, there's some help for you, amen, that you never thought, amen, that you could have. Jesus performed all the miracles. He done all the wonderful things. But he said, if you get to Jerusalem, amen, you can perform the miracles which I have performed. Amen. There is power at Jerusalem. There's help at Jerusalem. Amen. You need help tonight. Get to Jerusalem. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost help you. If we don't get to Jerusalem, now listen, that was a one-time trip, Brother Randall, but our fault is we take that one-time trip, we think that's enough to do for a while. Every time I go to church, I want to go to Jerusalem. I need the presence of the Holy Ghost. You hear me? I need the God of heaven to visit me. And I said, I ain't no different than you are tonight. Got the same issues, the same problems. Some of you may be worse. Sickness. You hear it rampant in our homes and our lives. Backslidden children that wear our minds out. You hear me? They wear on us. And we got to get to Jerusalem and get help. Let's stand all over the house. One more verse of scripture if I can. Right. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw him high and lifted up. You know what Isaiah did? He went to the temple. King of Judah was gone, and he was grieving. He was mourning. And he got a vision of another king. We got this, brother. We got to get a vision of him. We got another vision, high and lifted up. We got to get a vision of him tonight. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, amen. We got to get to Jerusalem, amen. That is our help. That is our refuge. It's not a one-time experience, you hear me? We got to get back to Jerusalem every time we can.
Woo! Oh, I feel better than what I did when I first came out.
Jerusalem will make a difference in your life. The sweet Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost of heaven. I was preaching, and I'm closing, Brother Shoecraft. I didn't mean you stand all this time. I was preaching. Now listen, there's a falsehood that's coming in among us, and I mentioned Brother Lloyd, and it bothers me. It's a lazy way to get to Jerusalem. You get the Holy Ghost. It's a lazy way, and it's not. It's heresy. It's false. But they're saying that you can get the Holy Ghost without the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's coming in among us. I never thought we'd see that day with a Shaw. That's heresy. That is the evidence. I studied and got notes. I've talked to him for a year about having a Brother Shoecraft. You hear me? I'm going to tell you what we need. When you get to Jerusalem, everybody in this house, young person, huh? Old person, I don't care how long you've had the good Holy Ghost. We need the evidence of speaking in tongues. I said, who? Hey! We can't let that heresy come in. We got to get to Jerusalem and renew that experience. Come, Brother Shoecraft, I'm done. Make y'all. You can make it. to him and said, "Sherry, come sing." Now listen, I hope I said something to help you. My intention was, and I feel like Brother Lloyd said it, and I hadn't talked to him, but I feel like things are so bad in this world that I feel like the church is going to be a magnet. Folks are going to start coming back home. I believe that. If you keep praying that way, listen, they ain't no hope out there. They ain't no hope out there. It's a mess. Society's a mess. Folks are so confused. And I'll tell you the reason I feel like that. You hear me? We had two men. One man, his wife left him. It was a terrible ordeal. He come back. It's been 10 years they left our church. He come back just a few months ago. Said, "There's nothing out there." He come back to the house of God, give his heart and life. He said, and he don't have his wife. He's got his boys. And his wife's with somebody else. And he said, "I'm happier than I've ever been by getting back to the house of God." Now listen, there's situations we can't explain. All right, but if we can get to Jerusalem, when I get home, I want to tell them, you get in the altar and you pray. And that's your only hope, is staying with God. Another one, a young lady in our church, you'll know her, Brother Shukai. She'd been praying for her mom and dad, backslid 15 years ago. And her mama come back about 3 months ago and got saved. Her boys, they raised them when they were little in church. Then when they backslid, their boys got out of church, and their boys is a wreck right now. And he admitted to me, she admitted, "All right, the biggest mistake they ever made was getting out of the house of God." Always true, isn't it? We know that. Then the daddy got saved about a month ago. And he stood up and told my church, "Boy, it's great." He said, "Don't ever get out of church. It ain't worth it." I'm telling you now, the church is the place where folks is going to get help. That's going to be a spiritual magnet. When things get worse, and they are going to get worse, I don't care who we put in office, it's not going to get no better. And it's going to be a spiritual magnet. Amen. That's what Jerusalem is to the Jews, brothers. Amen. The church, the temple, is going to be a spiritual magnet. And I'm going to tell you, that's our hope, even as children of God. Christians, come to Jerusalem. Renew that Holy Ghost experience. Watch Him give you strength for the journey. He'll do it. Can I make a little different altar call, maybe? I don't think I want us to come and kneel. How about just coming and let's come around these altars and lift our hands and say, "God, I need to get back to Jerusalem. I need a renewing of the Holy Ghost." Anything wrong with that? Don't get offended at it. Just say, "Lord, I need strength for life's journey. I need help. I need help with life. I get to Jerusalem, I get help." Come on, let's come around. Lift your hands and let's ask God to help us. Hey.
I want to get lost in the presence of the sweet Holy.